Okay, so this story I've already told to Kika, because I saw her immediately after it happened, or a day after it happened.
Yeah.
So basically, a few days ago, Henry and his, this is the second to last day before I left Maine, and Henry and his dad are like, let's go on a hike, a bonding hike for the last day. I'm like,
yes.
Sounds great. I'm a sport for hiking.
Please talk slightly like that.
What?
Please
yes. I'm a good sport. I like hiking. I'm in Maine. I mean, I can't say no anyways. I'm like, sure. And so we drive. We'd already been waking up really early. I was doing like paddleboarding and stuff like the day before. Yeah. And so I was really tired, but we had to wake up early to get there. So we wake up at like 6:50.
Yeah.
Which is early because it's like a 2.5 hour drive to, I don't even know where in Maine. It's called Baldpate Mountain.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
But, so we drive 2.5 hours and stop, by the way, on the road and get this really good pie that's on the side of the road. And that was nice.
Was it a pie, like, on the side of
the road? No, it was like an honor system pie. Like, you, like, there's, like, these really amazing pies and you, like, put money in and it's, like, the best pie. And dad's like, this is the best pie. I'm like, this is the best pie.
I imagined a really long high highway and just a lone, uncovered pie.
No, we didn't pick it up. Yes. We didn't pick it up on the side of the road. I mean, we did, but it wasn't just lone. There were other pies accompanying it. So we drive and we keep driving, and Henry and his dad are like, which trail should we take? Because Henry and his dad had done this one trail before, and like, we really like that. Like, no, let's try something new. There's fewer people on this trail. I'm like, I can't put any input in because I'm like, I don't know. Okay. And we get there and finish our pie, and they're like, we start walking up this trail, and the idea is we go to the top of Baldpate Mountain, I guess. And we get to like a fork, and there's like a brook, and there's like a normal trail that's like a trail that's like fairly like, you know,
like,
glazed, as you would imagine. You can like saunter around, and then there's one that's like more rocky, and I'm like, and Henry's like, let's go off trail. Like, let's take, it's a trail that's on the map, but it's not very well blazed. And it used to be, it's called Frybrook Trail, so it used to be a brook, and it's dry in the summer.
Oh, I see.
So
I see.
It's rocks, and I'm like, I mean, okay, like, how are we gonna get down, you know, your way back? And he's like, yeah, like, there's a trail that intersects with it, went up there, we can go to that one and fork off, whatever, it's fine. And his dad's like, yeah, like, that sounds great. We're nature people. I'm like, okay. And we start walking up this trail, which is really pretty, and it's like a little bit challenging. Like, there's roots, but like, I'm pretty good hiker. Oh, and by the way, I was only wearing my Adidas.
You showed me
because
the shoes.
I had forgotten my like Doc Martens, which I usually hike in. I didn't have any running shoes, and I was like, this is all I have. Is this okay? And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And it starts getting really, really rocky, and I'm like, all right, like, there's mud, and like, I don't want to get my shoes dirty, but like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep walking, and then hit this like, I mean, it just gets like, goes straight up.
Oh, I've
like
been on
straight
this
up, and it's like, I mean, you're climbing up a literal brook, a babbling brook that once is no longer babbling. So as a result, there's rocks covered in moss.
Yeah,
and they're like, and Henry's like, oh, like, this looks challenging. Like, let's go, guys, pick up the pace. And he's like a 22-year-old man.
He's
like
running.
In very well good shape. He's been like lifting stuff all summer because he was like doing gardening or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just like bolts up the hill. I'm like, fuck, like, I'm not in great shape, but I'm in fine shape.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like, I really want to keep up with him. I'm not gonna let him like beat me up this trail. So I'm like just like clambering up these rocks, like literally, like, it was like a step master. I mean, it was like constant, like, I mean, you have to like, and it was slippery, so I'm like holding onto all these branches. I'm like slipping the whole way. And Henry's like, are you okay down there? I'm like, yep, I'm fine. And like, we keep going, and like,
wait,
anyway, I imagine
was his dad up there?
His dad was behind me. Okay. And his, this whole time, I'm like, is Jim all right? And this Jim's like huffing and puffing, but he's like, oh, this is great. I need to do this more often. And both of them are like, yeah, this is great, dad. You sure is, son. And I'm like, in the middle, I'm like, fuck, like, this is really difficult, but like, I'm still being a pretty good sport about it. I do like hiking.
Yeah.
But eventually, like, you think it's gonna flatten out, and it doesn't. And it's just this constant stairmaster of pebbly, mossy, rooted, and tangled mess. And I'm like slipping in my brand new Adidas that I had gotten in Sweden.
That's,
and I'm like, Henry, like, do you know where we're going? And he's like, yeah, it's like a trail, it forks off. I'm like, okay. And we're 2.5 hours in, we're still climbing up this just sheer, climbing up a wall. I'm like rock climbing here.
Boulder.
And Henry, even Henry is like, this is getting really hard. He's like, we have to take breaks. I'm like panting. I'm like, just like my legs, you know, when your legs are like twitching.
Oh,
from,
I know.
I mean, and it was like doing squats for about two and a
half
hours.
Hours.
And then we get to the top, I'm like, oh, thank God. And they're like, oh, like, gotta go up, like, this trail, and so...
No.
So, like, we just kind of, it kind of flattens out, I'm like, this is fine, and then we just hit, like, this, like, these stones, like, flat, like, granite.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? And they're like,
oh,
this
I've climbed on this before.
Have you climbed on it?
Yeah, you, like, slide down, though.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm like, are we going to the top? Like, Henry's like, we're not gonna, like, go all the way up here to just, like, not get to the top. And I'm like, all right, I mean, I'm so tired. Like, I've just been, like, anyways... Yeah. I'm like, okay, and I'm afraid of heights as well. And I turn around and, like, we're really high up this mountain, which is amazing, but I'm like, if you know, you get like that vertigo feeling, you feel like yeah. the mountain's gonna tip. So I'm like freaking out, and like Henry has to stand behind me and like support my butt so I don't slide.
Holy
because
shit.
My shoes are really slippery, and they're like,
they have, like, no traction.
Wet rocks. And so all these like old people are older like hikers are coming down. Yeah. They have like
the sticks and,
like,
and everything.
Hiking gear.
Yes.
And they're like, how far is it to the top? And they're like, oh, like about a half mile. I'm like, fuck. And then we finally get to the top. It's beautiful. I'll show you pictures. Very photogenic. Great. I'm at the top. We eat, like, food. Henry bought nectarines. We finished off these really good nectarines. I, like, drink the rest of my water. And, or, like, no, I had, like, half a bottle left. And I'm like, okay, time to go back down. And I was already really worried about going back down. And it was really slippery, as I imagined. I'm like, guys, it's going to be really slippery. Like, it'll be fine. And it's, like, wet and it's mossy. And I'm, like, sliding down. So I just, for about half a mile, I'm just... on my hands and knees sliding down on my shoes until yeah. I think the bottom of my shoes are like worn off now, and so I just like I'm sliding down, and then we get down to like this other, like, I guess we did fork off a little bit yeah. as Henry had suspected, but not on the way up. I don't know. And we get to this like sign, and it's like a camping site, and the sign says 4.5 miles. We had already walked a mile down the
Wait,
hill, and we're like,
what?
And we talked to this couple, and they're like, oh yeah, like, you could take this it goes up a little bit and then it goes down, and then you like keep going down the mountain. And so we're, like, trying to decide, should we go back down the trail that we went down that was just straight up for 2.5 hours,
shit.
Which I would be sliding down
yeah.
all the time, or should we take this? And they have no fucking clue, and they're like, yeah, like, this seems a good option. And so we start, and, like, we'll walk up some, like, stone, like, man-made steps,
yeah.
and, like, it's, again, straight, which doesn't make sense because we're going down a mountain. It's straight up, like, straight up for a good 30 minutes. And at this point, like, I had nothing left in me. I was so yeah. tired. And I, like, was trying not to cry, like, several times. I'd, like, take breaks and, like... okay, so we, like, go up this incline for, like, half an hour. And then we're going straight down again. And, like, you know when you slide it and your toes hit the end of your shoe?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this hurts so bad. Yeah, like, I hate this. I'm, like, sliding around. And we keep running tigers. So we're like, how far is it till we get there? And they're like, oh, like a half mile or, like, whatever. We're like, okay. And we keep walking. We're 2 hours in. We're still... We're on flat ground for a lot of time. Like, this is weird because you're going down a mountain. Why are we on flat ground? And we keep walking. We're going down a lot of steep, and we're like, we're still not there. It's been 3 hours. We've definitely walked 4.5 miles. And, like, at one point, Henry's like, I think I'm going crazy because it looks the same everywhere. We're like,
yeah.
what? And I'm thinking, like, what if, like, we've made it, you know, we went back.
Yeah, like,
it's four. It's, like, starting to, it's going to start getting dark eventually.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have to get.
Gaslighting
me. We're gonna have to get airlifted out of here. Like, I'm gonna be those people that, like, you find out, like, three, like, hikers dead because they,
oh,
like, and I'm out of water. We're all out of water.
Holy
and
shit.
So we keep hiking for probably another 2 hours, and again,
what?
And at the end there's another incline. There is, and
no.
when I say incline, I mean,
like,
not just like
up
a hill, but like with roots and rocks and, like, all this stuff.
the whole
shadoodle, whatever.
The whole shadoodle.
And so we're, like, and at this point, like, I have had no water for 2 hours and have been clambering for 2 hours, and I'm starting to, like, really, like, black out as I'm, like, climbing up. I'm not being dramatic.
Yeah.
Like, getting dizzy as I'm climbing up. I can't pass out because they can't carry me.
Yeah.
We, like, climb up this incline. We get to this, like, waterfall, and then we keep going. Like, it was about a half mile back, so, like, hikers tell us. And then we finally make it out. But we had parked our car. We don't know where we parked our car relative to that. And so, and as we come out, there are these two twins that are, like, sitting with, like, some Bud Light. And the Bud Light's, like, being offered. And they look like the Weasley twins. It was really weird.
That's terrifying.
Right at the end. We're like, all right, fine.
This
and then we get
dream.
Out. And then his dad is like, I have no idea where the car is, so I'm going to hitchhike. So he hitchhikes. These two old man twins pick him up, which is really bizarre. And he picks him up. And, like, it turns out we were 4 miles from the car. So
what?
Someone had not picked us up. We would have had to walk 4. So in total, and then we hit another sign later at the end, and it said 6 miles. So we walked about 3.5 or 4 miles on the way up and 6 miles on the way down.
Holy
granted,
shit.
Like, keep in mind, like, we had no idea. We did not sign up for this.
Oh my
like,
god, you were wearing
nobody
Adidas.
Signed up for this. I thought we were just going on, like, a nice little hike where we could, like, talk. It was just
white
rigorous
shoes.
Exercise. I've never pushed my body to that point ever.
Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
So then we got out and we got home. And then I woke up the next day at 6 a.m. to to move in here.
Holy shit.
That's what happened.
Well, that's quite a story.
And it was terrible. I feel like it was better the first time I told it.
No,
because it was fresher.
I loved it both times. The twins is so
it's
weird.
It's so bizarre.
What the fuck?
It's like such a minute detail that like there were twins handing us Bud Light, and also twins picked us up.
It was just weird. Like
twin
why?
Mountain. Twin
oh wait,
weeks.
Oh wait, two separate sets of
yeah,
twins.
Yeah, they weren't related. And these guys.
No. I thought it was the twins holding the Bud Light that drove you guys.
No. It was a different set of twins.
It was
what the fuck?
Weasley twins and man twins.
Yeah, these man twins. And we had walked past one of them before. I don't know how they beat us, but
what the fuck?
So, yeah.